I'm Emma Clitheroe and I'm from Oakham.
So here you are at the International Agility Festival, where people have travelled miles, and this is like down the road for you. What a privilege to have this on our doorstep.
Honestly, it's such a privilege, especially for Kennel Club competitions. We do have to travel quite a way. Other than that, we go to independent shows. So for this being a Kennel Club competition, it's just great for us. We can come and do our runs. If we want to pop home, we can pop home because it's literally 2 miles down the road, and then come back for our next run. So it's amazing for us. It's a real good privilege for us.
So what are you up to this weekend, and tell us a bit about your dog as well? I know it's two separate questions, but
so this weekend we are just running in a couple of grade one agility, and we did our running jump in today, this morning, so we came sixth in that. Just waiting to do our agility one. Thursday we entered quite a large cup. Didn't realise quite
what. You said 130 competitors, isn't it?
Yeah, 130 dogs. And in one of our runs we managed to come 34th. So we're well chuffed with that, because like I said, we are just starting out. We only started coming to the external competitions, and particularly outdoor ones, from March. So yeah, we are really just starting out, so any positives to take away is great for us. It, whether it means, you know, we've come away with just faults, we just try not to get eliminated.
And tell us about your dog.
So Smudge, he is 3 years old. He's a collie cross kelpie. Bit of a story behind him, bless him. We tragically lost a pup, and 1 year later, just to cut a long story short, Smudge's breeder dropped him off as a puppy to my son and said, tell your mum he's hers if she wants him. We swore never to have another dog again, but obviously, yeah, he won us around, bless him. So since then I vowed to do something with him. So we've always had sheepdogs. My husband was a farmer, middle boy's a farmer as well. So I was like, well, I'm going to do some agility. And yeah, it's great, because at the moment his owner is actually in hospital. He had a real bad accident. So it's really nice, because the shows that we're going to at the moment, we're sending him all the videos. It's keeping him going, because he's been in hospital for about 8 weeks. So give a big shout out to Nick, bless him. But yeah, he just can't believe how Smudge is doing. All of his dogs tend to go for sheepdogs, and this is his first one that's gone for agility. So it's really exciting for us all.
And he's, you know, very excited at getting back in the ring by the looks of it. He's looking at every single movement, and he's waiting to do it again.
He absolutely is. That is one thing that we've had to work on. And one of the independent shows that I do go to in Melton has worked a lot on that with him, because initially he couldn't even stay around the ring because he was getting too aroused. He was, I want to get on there, I want to do it. So we've just had to work really hard at that. So we've gone so many meters away, then we go a bit closer, then a bit closer, and he can now actually queue up and wait his turn. So yeah, he is very ready for when it's his turn, bless him. He does get quite excited.
And out of all the kind of obstacles, what does he sail through, and what's the kind of real challenge for him, do you think?
So he's normally pretty good at his jumping, so tunnels and weaves and jumps. Contacts, I would say, we're still working on. So his next agility one, we may not reach the contact points, but we've been working really hard, so it'll be a good sign today as to how we're getting on.
And as you say, having this on your doorstep, I mean, people are travelling from all over the world to be here in Rutland. Yep. It's very special, isn't it?
It's really special. Like I say, I didn't realise that it was the biggest one in the world until somebody that I was speaking to, one of my friends on Thursday, was like, you do realise this is the biggest one in the world, don't you? I'm just like, no. So yeah, it's great. And just, it's great for all of us that are local doing agility, that we can just come to the showground, and it's a great venue as well. Absolutely brilliant venue.
It's just perfect for this, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's so flat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Emma and Smudge, thanks very much for joining us on Rutland Sanford Town, and good luck for the rest of the weekend.
Awesome, thank you very much.